אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from בעל הסולם. We're reading from the writings of the last generation. Part 1. We'll remind you that you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. This is from the writings of the last generation, part 1, page 15 in English, if you have that. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive that is imprinted in every creature, and which is disparity of form to the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from him as an organ separated from the body. Since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality. It is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we cleave to Him once more, as before we were created. Our sages said, cleave unto His attributes, as He is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow. So that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By that, we come to the goal of cleaving unto Him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for one's self and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will only be revealed entirely in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is received, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
Meaning what we learn in all the different sources except for the last generation like we're studying now, like in Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the Arvut, here he's bringing it to us now, that what we learn and try to observe somehow, to try to get close to keeping this between us, he says that that's how, after the Kabbalists, the whole world will also have to come to this. Only in different stages, different ways, but each and every one will have to discover what the connection that needs to be between everyone will be, and by what we can come to that connection. Certainly they'll have different assistance and a different way to what we have, but the summary is the same, the summation is the same. That we all need to be in incorporation and mutual integration until there's no boundaries. And that's what we have to see upon ourselves, how to observe this Arvut. And as much as we can explain it, the main thing is to explain it to the world. That in our times we see how more and more it's becoming threatening both upon us and upon all the people in the world, and how much need there is for this correction, for the right connection between people. They don't understand correction. They just feel that there needs to be some kind of correct method of connection between all the people in the world, such that we won't develop armaments and not be in quarreling one another and manage to somehow arrange the relations between us such that each will dream how to kill and destroy the other and erect oneself upon the ruins of the other. That's why we need to explain all these things to people, and nevertheless how we come to a different world where we exist in the forces of nature, and the more we enter our ego, our will to receive more, we become more opposite to the general law of nature. And these two opposite natures, the ego on one hand and the general law of nature on the other hand, with all the good that there is on the other side, they both come to stabilize us in the right way in recognition of evil and then in doing good. We're in a generation that Bala Sulam calls the new generation, the last generation, the first generation of correction, the last generation to all the preceding generations of humanity. We have made a long way, we've developed in our ego in such a way that today the whole world, just like Bala Sulam writes, has become connected on one hand, and on the other hand, completely filled with hatred to one another. And in such a state, all that remains for us is to open this method of correction. It exists only in us, and we must reveal it to the whole world. And all our friends that we see now on our screens, in all the countries, will have to learn together with us how to explain what we're engaged in, what the fate of the world is, the purpose of development, and that there's no choice, and that no one, no matter who you are, who feels how strong you are, or correct or right, will not be saved from going through these very harsh stages of recognizing evil. And to recognize the extent in which we need correction, and then to participate with us all in the correction. And those of us who are already engaged in corrections, who are called the Rosh of Atzilut, of humanity, the Rosh of the general Patsuf, we need to understand our role and our fate. We need to come to that connection, to recognize the evil, to recognize the necessity for Arvut, and to tell it to everyone. To explain it in such a manner that everyone will understand what we're dealing with, what we want, what we're talking about. It all depends on dissemination. And there's another problem here. As we want to reach this implementation on our own, we won't be able to do it, but rather only to the extent in which we prepare for ourselves also the rest of the people in this world. Because we don't exist for ourselves. And only when the whole world will be ready and will want to get close to correction, then we too will merit corrections. Of course, in our degree, in a higher degree. But for the time being, we're advancing. But our advancement onwards in the true corrections, in those corrections, will only be to the extent in which we will awaken all the nations to come to corrections with us. And even moreover than that, like the prophet Isaiah says, that we won't even want to come to corrections, but rather only if the nations of the world, with all those who need to come behind us, are with us, will push us forward, as they say, that they will awaken as an achap towards their Galgalta Einayim, and that's how we too will be able to advance, because altogether we are one patsuf of the soul. Meaning there are many things here that we need to learn to establish well in our feelings and our mind, to know how we're going to advertise this to the whole world, explain it as much as possible. And the world, as we can see from day to day, is getting more and more to the state where they're demanding it. They're not aware that they're demanding it, but according to their development, they are demanding. And therefore, the hatred towards us will rise more. Our friends in all the different places in the world, even though they don't belong to the corporeal nation of Israel, will nevertheless suffer and feel the pressure upon themselves. And we all need to understand that we don't have a choice, but rather, as fast as possible, try to explain and understand it on our own. How you explain this plan, this engagement that we're in, what we're dealing with, what we're doing, how we want to advance the world, and to also not harm anyone by this, but rather to bring the world to the good things, and to the general calm. It could be that these stories, these explanations, won't be so pretty and good and nice or acceptable, depending on how many parties and countries and governments. So we need to try and explain it in a way that is suitable to each place and each country and each nation, because you have to understand that according to the mentality and the habits and the customs, there's a lot of work here to try to suit it to all them all. Great work that we have to digest, make it easier, and arrange it. Yes, Moti.
I'd like to ask you, how do you think it will influence the correction of humanity, the phenomenon that becomes stronger online? We see it on YouTube. There's a lot of lectures, not just in Israel, mostly in the world. People who lecture to thousands of people, talking about perception of reality, talking about us being in a network, just like Baal HaSulam, that we have like perceive everything from the back of our minds, but there's no correction there. There's no wisdom of Kabbalah, but they know through science that it is so, and it grows and grows.
This advances everything. What is all science for? To advance us towards correction. Now, the fact that we come behind nature, science, and explain, even with science, that we need to connect, that's the main thing. The fact that they talk about the fact that the world is one and we are in one system, we have to connect by that or not? Do we or not? They talk about that too, let's say they do, but do they have a method of connection? The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is the method of connection. Love thy friend as thyself. What is that? It's the complete connection. So, can we, behind all their explanations, come to the audience and tell them, explain to them how it's implemented? That's what's important. And here we can see that there is none. If you look in the internet and all kinds of places, that there's someone else who is trying to explain it in some kind of ways, we need to cause it in such a way that we all connect together, establish a connection between each other, and support one, even though they don't know exactly, and they have a thought that you can do it through in other ways, as long as connection is something we have to get to? Yes, how to get there? Let's think together. Because it could be that we, specifically through the work with them, will come to the right approach to the collective, to the general public. For the time being, we're not successful at that either.
So you don't rule it out. It's a kind of preparation.
I don't disqualify anything. Baal HaSulam wanted to connect with the Zionists and all kinds. Well, what can you do? I am willing to talk to everyone. It doesn't matter. From one extreme to another. And the whole panel, from the fascists to the communists and who not. It doesn't matter to me. From the extreme left to the extreme right. With everyone. Only if the people will understand from all these explanations that we must be in connection and that we're despaired, this is the place where from here onwards we can somehow begin to explain. Yes.
How do we enter this equation? There are so many. Sometimes I imagine and I see links that are sent to me as well. So I say, if you go into all kinds of lecturers, there's this one lecturer, for instance, that they call him to lectures, and he says the same things like the wisdom of Kabbalah. And if you go there, they'll understand you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and explain this. Of course they understand and everyone understands. The world is round. Everyone is codependent on one another. We need to be connected to each other in a nice and good way with nature. They talk in such a way.
Literally, yeah.
Okay, what's missing?
The tip of it. The how to do it.
Well, that's exactly it.
We've already discovered that we're in a single network and connected, and our perception is subjective according to equality. But how to realize it, they don't know. Here we must enter, and we have to. Otherwise, I don't know where it'll end.
Please, enter. Start explaining. In all the languages, turn to all our friends all over the world. We must explain the method of connection. We don't, the recognition of evil, that we're not connected, that Baruch Shalom writes about it in a short manner in The Last Generation. He writes it like that. It's a fact that we already came to such a state, to such a world. That's clear. But beyond that, what to do? Beyond that, we have to explain, despite the fact that it seems like no one has a solution. Our solution is difficult. It's difficult. It's not that it's more difficult than other solutions. There are no other solutions, but it is so much that it's against the human nature that no one agrees with it. How can we do it in such a way that it will be accepted? So I think that it is through education that, to the extent in which we arrange such systems, circles, tens, groups, by that we will mitigate our state. We will advance the world to the good in such a way, just like they understand, not with Mekif and those things, but like this. This is actually where we should start with. But we need to write about this, and we need to write it in a clear manner with the whole system that exists, that it's round, integral, and so on. Yes. They have, I'm certain that they have words that are better than ours. They know how to write well. Please, do it. Do it. Start. Don't wait for me. That's it. I gave everything that I have. We're advancing in the feeling, we're entering inwards to what Arvut is, where it stems from, and more, and that takes time. You see, you can't explain this to a person that just now came to hear it. People have been hearing this for 10 years, and only then they start to grasp what those words are from the sounds that are entering the ear. It's truly so, because it depends on the soul.
He said that our path is difficult. I think their path is more difficult. When a very famous scientist like Michio Kaku says we have to move to a different dimension without limitations, just like we say in Sof, but there is a wormhole that we have to go through to a different universe. They really say that. And when we come and say, okay, that wormhole and the black holes and all that, it's actually in our interior. We can do it together through connection. I think that sounds a lot more reasonable and easier.
Please, start connecting with all those scientists and start explaining to them and talk to them, please. We're missing forces. There are maybe 2-3 writers that write kind of about the relevant things of the day, but the writers that will write from our agenda in a style that those scientists write and get closer to them, we don't have that. We don't have such forces. What to do? I don't know. Bring me what you think that's worthwhile, and maybe together we will do that. I'm willing to read, I'm willing to try to hear, I'm willing to respond. Let's think how to do it together. Certainly we need to do this. And this also depends, this is what our advancement depends upon. Okay? Yes, Cohen.
How to manage the world through prayer?
It's not enough for you to pray. You need to awaken those that are behind you, below you, the lower one, that will awaken you with his deficiency, and then his deficiency you will raise upwards in your prayer. It is a must for there to be someone below who demands of you, and then you will be able to demand of the Creator for him, for the lower one. Just like the lower, the upper, and the upper upper. Otherwise, your prayer is not a prayer. Your prayer will be egotistical. It has to be constructed upon the lack of the world. Yes.
What are the conditions in order to raise the prayer for the lower one?
To the lower one or to the upper one?
To raise towards the upper one.
When the lower one will want it. You need to cause the lower one to know what we're talking about and what's happening and what could happen, and then they will ask. So then they will say, so how to do it? So do it for me. So come together, we'll do it. Well. And then you can raise their lacks upwards. Otherwise, you're not connecting to the Creator. We must be incorporated with the lacks of the lower ones.
An example, if I say the world, if I tell the world the solution is in changing your, in hating myself,
they'll throw me in a fire.
Don't say that.
Don't say it that way. You need to know how to talk. That's why I'm saying we need to learn how to talk and speak in this style that, like they do. So it'll be clear and it won't reject them and repel them. That's the whole artistry here.
So what conditions are necessary that I am allowed to represent those below me? Something like this.
For them to want it. For them to want to receive it from you. And then you will be able to turn to the Creator and to ask for them, and you will receive. Only in such a manner. You pray for them and not for yourself, and then you have the privilege of receiving for them.
Is it possible to receive from the lower ones the deficiency for money, for food, and transform that?
No. Only for connection.
We know that the true deficiency is for connection.
They also need to know that. They too need to know that without connection, they won't have money or bread or anything. Well, Tzvika, quickly.
He says, this is in a sentence that really blew my mind. He says that it's like a separating axe in corporeality, the disparity of form.
Yes.
So it's impossible to connect. He tells you clearly the Creator wants a form as equivalence of form. Now, you said that we can understand, we have to understand what we're dealing with in order to disseminate. On the other hand, you told us today that everything is clarified in thought. So where's the...
Everything will be clarified in thought. Moscow.
Еще вопрос о подходе. Вот
A question about the approach. In Russia, for instance, we can speak less about the role of Israel, the wisdom of Kabbalah. But let's say there are questions that people keep running into. For instance, why doesn't things work out? How is my desire built? Is it true that we can give a lot of information, give books, etc., and find such themes that can provide some practical benefit for people in terms of the information they receive? Take some basis from the wisdom of Kabbalah and explain why the desire is built this or that way, why do I keep suffering, etc.
We will have to discuss that. That is something we will have to discuss. What else do we have?
Toronto.
Toronto.
The solution is difficult because it requires a change of nature, of self nature. How can a person supposed to be happy and in living happiness that we are actually promising him to be in this happiness and still go above his nature?
Adam tiyeh meushar ach v'rak.
A person will be happy only if he will be connected with others and receive through the others a very special nourishing, a good feeling. The bottom line is what the world is advancing towards. We're in a world where we're all connected through cell phones to each other, especially the young generation. They don't at all know how to even look at the world. They only look through their little screens there. Of their mobile devices, their phones. So we need to explain to them that filling their fulfillment can only be through connection, and we also need to think how we specifically, through the right connection between all these gadgets, these mobile devices and internet instruments, how to teach them how to be connected in a way that leads us to connection. And nevertheless, they have connection to the web, but how to make that web friendly, to make it such that it will teach slowly, slowly, even in an incognito way, that it will teach them that the good connection, the nice connection between everyone, even though it's not from heart to heart, it's not too much from heart to heart for us too, but how the connection between all the little pressing on those buttons there will lead us towards the fulfillment, the good fulfillment, the great fulfillment, eternal, whole, above it all. I think that this young generation is already ready for it. We can start supplying them with this because they're very quickly going through all these despairs from the connections. Okay. We want to just hear from Moshe Admoni what's happening with us.
Ken.
Great things are happening. I want to tell about the preparation for the Congress, that it happened yesterday with all the points in the hearts in the country. And yesterday, friends and I were in a great meeting between Chaver Group and Rehovot Group. There was about 100 people, and all the topic of the meeting was preparation for the Congress. I don't know what happened and how it happened, but probably we did some good preparation. But I saw people who are excited in a very exceptional way. People stood up and said, I never felt such a thing. I'm all ecstatic, and I don't even know what's happening with me. That's what people said when they talked about the excitement. We told them about friends from the world, Kli, who are coming, and what the Congress is for them and everything. And there was a very moving and exciting meal together and tears were shed. And people said, we don't want to move. We just don't want to get up. We don't want to go. We feel the Congress. And I personally was very envious at this renewal and excitement towards the Congress, just at least like I had in first Congresses. And I wanted to say, we perhaps are on a different level of thickness. We went through many conventions. But how do we still inspire each other with this excitement and renew ourselves towards the coming Congress?
It all depends on the preparation, and the more you advance, there's even more excitement and impression if you advance. Ask yourself whether you're advancing with your kilim, because the renewal for new ones, it's like renewal for babies. So it looks externally like they're more impressed. But with us, there needs to be an internal impression, and it needs to be very powerful and internally felt. Although there are stages, it could be that nevertheless you're going still through such stages that the impression is a little kind of dampened. But try nevertheless, because throughout time, throughout the stages and degrees and states, it must be more and more. And what else do we have?
So I want to report also that, first of all, we opened an option for direct registration in our website, kab.co.il, and also kablagroup.info. Anyone who wants to just comes in and logs in very directly, very simply, and he can also register anyone he wants to the Congress. Very easily, very simply, the links exist. We will send them to everyone today, so one hurdle we passed. Secondly, at the beginning of the week, we had a dissemination training for how to invite friends to the Congress. That training is recorded and it exists on kablagroup.info. All the kit is there, the presentation is there, the banners are there, everything is there, detailed and explained. Just getting and follow it. We will also send it directly to everyone's phones today. And an additional thing, the low cost registration ends at February 10. So we are asking all the friends to seize the moment and register whoever you want to the Congress and renew our excitement and inspiration and move forward. L'chaim.
I'm good, yes?
Damir from the Czech group says that the Czech group was invited to the big radio station in Czech to talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah. They're asking for the support of Rav and the Kli.
They will receive it. Good luck. Be strong. And nevertheless, we have other questions there. Kiev?
Well,
with regards to dissemination, meaning we learned for many years, say, intellectually, and now we're coming to a point where everything's coming to some emotional connection with the Ten. And also in terms of dissemination, it looks like for many years we're trying to explain to people things, and people want to feel something instantly. And if they feel something, then they can make efforts for it. Maybe there's a shorter path.
I don't think you can get there in such a short way, because you have to enter through the intellect and explain to a person that the general system is there, and that we're all in one system, and nature is an integral system, and we can't run away from it. It will always bring us back through those sufferings back to the connection. And therefore, if we try to build a connection in a correct and good way, then we all profit from that. And of course, it will appear as some kind of socialistic or communistic explanation, but it's the truth. And we need to explain it in the most logical possible way, that it doesn't depend on us, but that's the law of nature. And now we have many proofs for this. Therefore, this is the first thing. Now, after you explain this necessity that we must connect, then you have but one thing to explain. You can attach to it other proofs from the wisdom of Kala without saying that it's from there, about the general system and how it's constructed, and if you want, if the audience is willing. And then you need to already scrutinize the matter with how you come to connection. The fact that the connection of the people is good for each and every state and is for sure that it's good. By that, that it will appear that you're not trying to destroy the rich ones or the rulers or the elites or something like that. You need to explain it in the right way and in a simple, easy way. That's something we will learn. But for the time being, you should engage in this and work with this, get busy with this. Don't start squirting in all those places on the internet or the media, these things. Prepare yourself more and more. See inside how you're changing inside, how much you're filling up with the knowledge on one hand, and on the other hand, with a kind of an array of a campaign of sorts that you feel how it needs to be. And then we can go out and explain it. But that's a must. It's a must that we will, for us to do this. And be cautious of not doing it in a nice way. So they won't come to you and punish you for something there that you're these or those, like this or like that, in some way. But we must start with this. And with that,
with this we conclude. We'll move to announcements. Open Friday, friends from all of Israel and viewers of Kabbalah Lam channel, come to join a special lesson and meal at 2:45 a.m. on Friday in 12 Nevatim Street, Perach Tikva. Call 1-700-529-219 for details and registration. Good day and good night for the television viewers. And the introductory course in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to a test lesson which will happen this week in Kfar Saba and Kfar Blum. Entrance costs 30 shekels. You can call 1-700-529-219 to register in advance or go to kab.co.il and connect into the Good Life, the World Kabbalah Convention. Everyone's invited to the Global Kabbalah Convention that will take place from February 19th through the 21st. Registration ends at February 10th. Please hurry, call 1-700-519-219 or go to kab.co.il to register. With this, we will conclude and we'll move on to a song.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש הם נשמעתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה
נשמתי.